In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 update. The CDC reports that the transmission level for Buncombe County is low for the week ending August 31st. Most of North Carolina is low or medium, although 30 out of 100 counties are at a high transmission level. Most of the counties in the United States are at a low or medium level, with only 26% of the counties at a high level. For a community at a low transmission level, the CDC recommends you may choose to wear a mask at any time as an additional precaution to protect yourself and others. If you are at a high risk for severe illness, consider wearing a mask indoors, in public, and take additional precautions. The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on August 27th indicate there have been 132 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days, down 11% from 149 cases in the previous week. 67% of the total population have received their full primary vaccination series. This is unchanged for the past 4 weeks. 66% of people with their full primary vaccination series have had at least one booster. This is unchanged over the past 2 weeks. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations is 67 and has decreased by 2 since last week. And of ICU patients is 6 and has decreased by 3 since the previous week. Wastewater surveillance may provide an early warning before individual testing shows that COVID-19 is spreading. The state dashboard reports that the 15-day rate of change of viral load for Buncombe County is moderately decreasing for the time period ending August 24th. The CDC website reports that the 15-day rate of change of viral load is moderately increasing for the time period ending August 29th. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. People with any COVID symptoms or exposure to someone with COVID should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. Save your face masks. The risk level may rise with a new variant. A person at high risk for severe illness should speak with their healthcare provider. Persons with a positive test, having symptoms, or exposure to someone with COVID-19 should protect themselves and others by wearing a mask. Effective May 4th, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC recommend wearing masks in healthcare and long-term care settings. The N95 or KN95 mask offers the best protection. Wear a mask that is well-fitting